Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Monday. It's going to be such a great week. Hello and
Mondays.
Welcome to our world.
The best.
Oh, Mondays. My God. I know. Everyone thinks so.
Woo. Did you go hoodie shopping or?
I did. I got some new hoodies. And by hoodie shopping, you mean did I go on Target.com and get some new hoodies? Yes. Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh. Target?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually really like that.
Yeah, me too.
Is it a quarter zip up or a full zip
no,
up?
No, full zip up.
Oh, nice.
Full zip with kangaroo pockets.
This. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. We gotta make sure we get all
just
this
in case
gold.
People want to see the hoodie.
No one cares about the hoodie.
Wait, awesome. Is it can't? Well, no, we do care, actually.
Horizontally striped hoodie
right
do
away.
Do we care? Well, it is true.
There's
I very rarely
change.
Get any new clothes.
Right.
So when I get some new hoodies, you know. I only had like 3 of the hoodies that I like, so I thought I'll just get some more.
I got this top at Target, actually.
Oh. Yeah.
It's very long sleeve.
Yeah, yeah.
The looks missus like ordered Henley. Some $10 sweats because of the puppy. And
uh-oh.
As they tore away from her last night, she was like, thank God for $10 sweats.
Disposable one-time use sweats.
Just torn away from her.
as in the dog is playing tug of war with her leg?
Yes, basically there was a nip, a pull away as if I'm trying to get away from you, but it was, she latched in and so the...
Oh, boy.
Mm.
As she was, you know, it's a puppy.
Yeah.
Puppies
razor sharp
are puppies.
Teeth.
Yeah. And they got weird moments. Like, she's cool. We like her. But they have weird, spazzy moments where you're just like, oh, my God. I think that's one of the kids' dolls that just went by at 30 miles per hour. Good luck,
They just don't care about your things. It's like kids and puppies. You can't have nice things. Someday my kids will move out and I'll have nice things again, you know? And actually, though, hopefully they take the cats with them. The cats.
You don't want them to move out. Stop it.
It's so true. I don't. I really... I'm actually... I don't know. I feel like I'm the one person that had some enjoyment in the pandemic because I neither one of them was away at school. Like, we were all together. It was fantastic.
I know it's gone well for you. I saw a picture of your breakfast from, I don't know what morning of the weekend.
It was yesterday morning, yeah. It was my job to bring the breakfast.
Clarky, what do you mean bring, though? Were you away?
Yeah, we went to our friend's house in Napa. Mike and Marilee's house.
You didn't tell us that.
Well, I can't be telling you things, you know? You're
Why
always.
Not?
You know, everyone. I posted a picture.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Brent,
I don't know.
Had a good question.
You just right. never let it.
That's what we're here for you to tell us stuff.
This
Come
is
on.
Why. This is why.
What are you saying? What is why?
Yeah, what is why? You haven't said
Nobody understands
yet.
What you're saying, what
and
this
it
is.
And it continues.
Why'd this you is. Disappear for
because
the weekend?
Because there's no just saying
Did
anything.
The boys come?
No.
Did
question,
you bring your bikes?
I think the question is, what she's looking for is, did you have a nice time?
Yeah. That would be, see?
Nicole.
Wow, Nicole, you're amazing.
Yes.
If only we had those brains.
Right.
You know.
So to answer that question, oh my God, we had a great time.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Well, we didn't go up until late on Saturday. We showed up and had drinks and dinner and sat in the hot tub and it just, you know.
You sat in the hot tub.
Well, I did put my feet in. I didn't actually
sit in it.
You
didn't sit in the hot. You got in a swimsuit and got in the hot tub.
I brought a swimsuit and I have been in a swimsuit in their presence, but on Saturday.
Did you wear a t-shirt?
No, I have. Okay. I told you I bought a dress, a swim dress.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Remember the long,
I don't
it's like long
that.
Sleeve,
that
long
is not approved,
pants.
I'll tell you that right now.
Wasn't that, you see, Well, I don't tell you guys anything. So I
we should have like a pre-show meeting.
Decisions by somebody, and by somebody I mean on our show live. Would you please?
You know what? I actually do know that rule. So, and speaking of pre-show meetings, we used to have those because we saw each other pre-show.
Right.
So these days it's a little more difficult.
We can do it through Zoom. At least get the approved questions out of the way. Can we ask, you know, where she went and what she did?
Yeah.
Oh, we were only allowed to ask.
I will tell you.
Did you have a nice time?
I will tell you everything I did. It's just that you guys, you pile on as though I've done something wrong.
No, we're not.
What are you talking about?
Crazy.
All right, it's just me.
Police. We're just like, oh my gosh, she got out of the house is what we were like.
So let me get this straight. You brought your swimsuit dress, but didn't put it on.
I didn't wind up putting it on because those guys all hot tubbed, but a couple of us just went to bed because, you know, it's just, it's the old people thing. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday because I knew I was going later and I had so much stuff to do. Listen, this yard ain't going to make, is going to plant itself.
It's also not going to leave at any point ever.
I know, but I need to, this is the time. These
the
are the
yard
nice
isn't going to up and say, we've had it. We're tired of being neglected. We're out of here. Yeah. We're jumping the fence. We're going to be on the other side of the fence from now on.
I have some stuff that I'm in the middle of, so I wanted to get as much of that done as I could. And then yesterday we were home by 11:30, and I continued.
Let me ask you this. On the walk to your bed on Saturday night, was it one of those walks where you take two steps with the same foot? You know the one.
No. Finny, That's your walk. Your olden days walk. That's not
been forced into that walk in a long time.
Yeah. No, we had a big pasta dinner and it was very civilized.
You weren't wasted.
I wasn't. Well, I was lit for sure. I had my share of the booze. But I was there was no danger of puking or anything like that. You know.
And so this breakfast you acquired, was that you went out and picked it up or did you prepare that beforehand and brought it?
I brought it. I brought it. But I sliced the tomato there. I made the guac there. I made it, did all the stuff. But it's fun because, you get up early there and the sun's just coming up. It's so beautiful.
And there is Napa.
It's gorgeous.
Which may just mean any town in
it's
Northern
Napa,
California.
For God's sake, it's not. You know, everyone was like, is that the land you're buying in Cloverdale? I'm like, no, this is just us walking near these people's house.
You sure it's not Geyserville?
Look, I just got in the car and John drove me something. Could have been.
All right.
For all I know, it was Novato. I have no idea where it was.
This morning's starting off well.
It is. I know.
I'm having so much fun.
I told you we were going to have an incredible week. God, I got a bad sweatshirt on.
No one said bad.
Okay.
No
all right.
Not once.
Nobody can just have a new shirt.
A new shirt, yes, but not a bad shirt. I never said that.
No one can just have a new shirt.
You just can't do that on this show. Oh, look, we're starting out. It's great.
So listen, one of the things I had, I don't know, our weekends are kind of crazy and frustrating and, I feel like my weekends are harder than my weekdays. The missus feels like the weekends are actually a break somehow. I don't know how she feels that way, but so we did the kids and all that stuff. But at one point, I want to say it was Saturday night, we put on a movie called Bad Trip.
Oh.
Anybody?
I read a thing about this last week. What's the deal?
First of all, have we had Eric Andre on?
I don't know Eric Andre.
He's good. He's a comedian.
He's a comedian that did. I was just sitting there going, I swear I think we've talked to this guy internally. It didn't matter. It had no.
Okay.
Anyway.
I mean, maybe we've had a lot of.
Yeah, we have. And that's why I thought, I wonder if we've met this guy. So the movie is, there's moments where I laughed so hard I couldn't catch my breath.
Oh.
I was laughing so hard. I don't even want to say which parts because I don't want to spoil this for anybody.
Is this a Netflix thing?
It's on Netflix. It's Bad very trip. Much. Well, first of all, the missus picked it. I had no idea about it. It was on and she hit play and now we're watching this.
Okay.
It turns out it's hidden cameras. That's the guy.
Oh.
It's done hidden camera style like one of the Borat movies.
Okay.
And they do these setups, and the people who are in these scenes are unsuspecting. There's even a couple scenes where someone clearly didn't sign the release form and they had to blur the person's face.
Oh.
And I wasn't, I'm like looking at the camera shots and I'm going, I can't figure out why this looks the way it does. It looks like it's shot on a camera phone almost. Like it's clear, but it's not
pro.
It looks weird. So it just, and then that's when I realized, oh, they're doing bits.
The whole way on this road trip.
The whole way on the road trip, there are set up bits where they're doing them against an unsuspecting public, and all of the reactions are what they are.
Okay.
And there's stunts, and there's nonsense. And so, look, I don't want to say everyone's going to love it because it's not for everyone. I laughed my ass off.
Is it very jackassy?
There's some really dumb stuff in this that is very juvenile.
Okay.
That they get, you know what, those things that you put your fingers in and you get your fingers stuck in them?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they're called Chinese finger traps, and you get them at like parties and stuff.
Is
that racist of me to say?
I don't know. That's why I stopped short of saying.
No, it's actually, it pops right up on Google, Chinese finger trap, and it pops right up.
I don't know how much I should say. Can I just tell you this one
scene?
Please.
Tell us.
They wake up in a park after accidentally taking too many drugs, and both their wieners are stuck in it. And then, because the bit's not done, they get up and they have to try and go get help. Then you realize, oh, that's not their real wieners, because they're pulling each other in ways that you just wouldn't.
So they've got some kind of a prosthetic sticking out through their zippers,
attached by underwear or something.
But they're trying to have other people help them
see
get out of this. I see. So someone would have to hold on to the one end.
It's so dumb.
Okay.
That you just cannot believe that.
Is there a third person who walks around and has the camera? Is that, and they're just not shown to us?
Yeah, you don't see the scenes where they need a handheld, you're not in on that. And then there's, it's clearly they've put cameras in spots for these scenes they do.
They're
set up and then they bring the people in and then they do a scene.
Okay.
Anyway, that's as juvenile as it, well, no, there's another scene too. But so it's funny though. I recommend it if you can, lighten up a little.
Sure.
Otherwise, yeah, you'll go. Oh,
my kids would think that was hilarious.
Oh, the whole thing is.
Yeah, that's
if you can get in the right state of mind, you'll laugh through most of it. And Tiffany Haddish is in it, and she's excellent.
Oh, I love her. Yeah,
oh, she's excellent.
Oh, good.
Really good.
Oh, okay. So, but this is a legit, full-on 2-hour movie.
Yeah, hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah,
and 67% Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, there's 67% of the people get it.
Definite. Well, anyone gets it. It's whether or not you can just be lighthearted and playful enough to laugh at it, or if you
not
have to
everyone
sit there
can.
And go,
a lot of people I very can't. Very uptight.
I don't want to be someone that laughs at the gorilla joke. I don't. There are people who say that. I laughed so hard I couldn't breathe.
Oh,
like I was like, oh my god, they're doing that. Oh. It's good. It's so.
Is it one of those ones where you start to feel kind of verklempt though? Like you brings on like some anxiety. Like
I can't say there's not scenes like that. There are.
Okay. All right.
There are.
Yeah. My kids will love this. I probably won't like it that much, but the stupid boys I live with, they'll. I'm sure they'll all love that.
You might. I think that even though
I like fart jokes,
I think you actually could get a good laugh out of this. You have a Bia too. I think you'll have a good, you'll get a kick out of it. So anyway,
stop drinking beer. It just honestly, it just makes me feel so full. I'm back to Vaadi.
I don't know how anybody does that whole,
beers like they're just easy. You just grab one and crack it, and then you sit down, and then the next thing I know, I'm like burping, and I feel so full. And
But those weekenders who get a suitcase and they hammer the whole thing over the course of 2 days, you just go, how are you always peeing? And you're only always half buzzed.
Yeah, I know.
I guess that's a thing.
You have to drink so much beer to, well, IPAs, though, you can actually just drink a couple of the, like, the percentage on those is like you're drinking two beers at a time. So
I don't think they had those when I drank.
Yeah.
Beer's
I agree. Like,
since
beer is,
I quit drinking.
There's so much more to beer, you know? But vodka, can't argue with that. Anyway. Well, I'm glad that you saw something good. I don't think we watched any TV this weekend.
Oh, well, you were out.
Yeah, we did stuff.
So you guys rode bikes or no?
We wound up not because we just couldn't get there until later. And in the end, though, we should have because it was so, it was such a beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm sure that's, you know, Bay Area wide. It was just like the perfect weather. Even when it was hot, it was like 79 with a breeze.
Yeah, so I had one of those mornings on Saturday where I was out in the ocean. It was me and two dudes, and we just got lucky. The conditions were good.
Oh.
The sun was up. No one was there besides us. And
were
it
you
was
just like, I'll take a stab at it.
It was, yeah. Well, I mean, I my season's coming to an end, but we don't have the in-town traffic yet, so it's still worth a shot. The in-town traffic will get to the point where I start going, I'm going to stay home.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
That's tough. It's tough living in a place that people want to go.
No.
You know?
But we scored. Or I should say I scored. I was by myself, but and I didn't know the two dudes. We did chat, but anyway, it was just super fun. Like, beautiful day. It set me up for a great day. I got out of the water and was like, okay, whatever comes.
I've had that under my belt.
A 2-year-old. Let's
bring it on.
You guys take the puppy. Oh, you can't take the puppy anywhere yet.
No, she's got another week or two before she gets the last shots.
And then you can take her to the beach and take her for walks and take her wherever.
Well, the walks thing is going to be a lifesaver because she's sprung.
Right.
She is one sprung.
So you need to wear her out. Will she fetch?
Yeah, she does a lot of stuff. She's super smart. The only thing she doesn't want to listen to is stop digging and get off the couch. Those two, can't understand. No comprende, amigo.
Mm. Right. Everything else, she's... Yeah. Oh, you're a whiz kid right up until I want you to do something you don't want to do. I love you too.
She's already laying down. She can sit. She's got all these commands down. The couch thing is like every minute. Get off the couch. Get off the couch. Like, it's just relentless.
You guys going to stick with that or are you going to just give up?
Well, there's no doubt that you have moments of throwing in the towel. It's really, really.
I can't have this fight forever.
I just want to sit here for a minute, dude. If you don't mind. Yeah, it's brutal. But, you know, we bought it. We went and got that thing.
Yep, that's the thing. You do it to yourself. It's true. Nikki, I saw you posted that you went out, so you looked like you were at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't feel guilty about it. Don't choke up on it. Well, these two are vaccinated, Ben. I mean, I'm not vaccinated yet.
Well, halfway.
I get my second one tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Nice,
you know,
Nikki.
You people with your jobs in food service.
Well,
that's amazing.
So I have my appointment for today.
Oh, my God. You do?
The missus got me one. Yeah, I told you I was going to have her get me one.
Yeah, but we're not. I mean, are you going to have to lie?
I don't have to lie. I have a daughter with a serious illness.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
I mean,
it's not good.
I've laid up.
That came out wrong.
Yeah, I have laid up because I felt like there are other people, you know, who might need it more. But no, my daughter's got Crohn's, dude.
Yeah.
It's gnarly. And I don't know what we're going to... I haven't really talked about this because we sort of try to take it day by day, but...
Right.
I don't know. We still have... So they may say they'll do tests on the vaccine for... normal, healthy kids. I don't know that we're going to get a green light for her to get one.
Right.
So I don't know where that'll put us come fall.
Well, they say we're pretty far off from kids getting vaccinated anyway. I mean,
they're testing it now.
Yeah, well, they're. I'm sure they're going to take their time with the kid tests.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's it. So
nobody.
Yeah, we don't know how that's
going to
go. But yeah, that's why I was able to get it. So anyway, I'm getting ready.
I could have gotten one, but I would have had to lie. And I'm not going to do that.
Well,
I just
feel
like
you're 2 days away from not having to do that.
I know. Well, the problem is, though, they say that you're going to have to get up at 12:01 a.m. every night to try to get an appointment because those things are just going to be gone. Because that's the everyone category.
Holmes.
Yeah.
You got a kid that doesn't sleep till 6 a.m.
That
kid's up all night. Just put that kid on the job.
He does. Listen, that kid doesn't want a vaccination because as soon as he gets it, he has to get a job. You kidding me? That kid's like, I'm super happy. I'm not talking about him.
I'm talking about him getting it for you.
No, he has to get it too. We're all going together.
Well, Scott Budman, 7:30.
Yep.
He has a way, some way.
All right. Right. Well, I'm going to try and get John to wake up and listen to that. I can't. I'm not in charge of the vaccinations.
Hey, John, wake up and listen to this, please.
John, can you please wake up and get this information?
And sign me up.
Yeah, immediately. But he's going to give away the secret, and then everyone's going to be on there.
Well,
all the sites are going to get crashed. And it's fine. I'll get it when I get it. I'll get it. I'll immediately start trying as of, is it Thursday? Is that the first?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
I have a calendar in front of me.
Yes. Yeah, right.
So anyway, back to you going to a restaurant. We got off on the vaccination thing.
Yeah, I just went with my friend who, she's fully vaccinated and she hasn't been out. And I'm like, yeah, I'll go. And we went to a rooftop bar here in the city. We got pina coladas.
So. Yeah, they look delicious.
Yeah,
fancy drinks.
We both haven't had one since we were in Mexico together. So it was just funny. Like last time
you can't let too much time go by between pina coladas, you know? Yeah. You got to keep the system used to it.
Exactly.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
No, I get it.
I think, didn't you caption it? If you like pina
I did. Well, because my sister, I sent a picture to my sister, and my sister was like, what are you drinking, a glass of milk? I'm like, yes, yes.
That's exactly what I'm drinking, flavored with pineapple and coconut.
Got to make sure I get my calcium.
Yeah, it was it nice in the city, too?
It was really nice. It wasn't too windy or anything. And we were only there. We just went to that restaurant, and then we went back home. Because they have 90, they were super strict, which I appreciated. We can only take our mask off if we were consuming food or drinks.
Can't just be sitting there with your mask off.
Yeah. And then we had a time limit of 90 minutes and then we were out. Like, and they said that we're like, we wanted to get another pina colada. And they're like, no, time limit's up. I'm like, okay. No worries.
Well, if they're at reduced capacity, they want as many
they're trying to turn the
tickets
tables.
As they can, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, they probably let you stay if you were 10 people and all ordering multiple drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, that is
a rule for some, I think, especially here in the city. So I know that is a rule, but some restaurants follow it, some don't. So
right.
No worries.
Well, it depends on how much food and drink you got on your tab.
Yeah.
All right. It's, it went from 602 to 608 in the blink of an eye. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Bring in the thunder. It is a Monday to remember. This is going to be the week that you'll be like, remember that one week? This is going to be it. And it starts now.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.